News Talk 1450 WOL, Washington, D.C. 1-800-450-7867. Folks, we're going to get into our marketing sermon. I have to get this out every now and then because it's so vital and because it's people leave so much money on the table by not doing these simple things. You will exponentially improve your business by following these seven simple steps on making it easy for your customers to do business with you. We put up all these unnecessary barriers, got folks jumping through hoops. Folks want to do business with you, but you're making it too hard. So they go down to the next person that makes it more inviting. The first thing I want you to do is make your business easy to understand. What in the heck are you selling? You go to these networking events, somebody sit in there and talk to you about 10 minutes, and your eyes glaze over, and by the time you're done, you're more confused.
Yeah, you still don't know what that
is. I was better off guessing what you did right before you told me.
Yeah, because some people really don't have a clue of what their business is.
Well, folks, that's the first one. Make it easy to understand. Go ahead and get you an elevator pitch. Get about 30 or 60 seconds. Just get it down, look in the mirror, and so when somebody asks you what it is that you do, make it easy. Also, get you a name that is relevant to your business. If your name is not relevant to your business, you might think about getting a slogan. So that's the first one. Make it easy to understand what it is that you do. We're doing our sermon today, seven ways to make it easy for your customers. First one was easy to make it easy to understand. Second one, make it easy to find. Folks, if you have one of those businesses down in the alley, you got to step over drunks behind the hill, you got to knock three times and pull a string. You got to do what you got to do. But if you got to do that, at least in your literature or on your website, explain to folks how to get to you.
Right.
If that's the case, go ahead and put a map on your website, put it on the back of your card, put it in your literature. If I can't find you, I can't do business with you. Okay. Also, if you have some of those odd operation hours, we only open on the third month of every Sunday when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter's aligned with Mars.
On leap year.
Yeah. If that's the case, then you better say it in your ad and let folks know. Because I don't like showing up at a place that normal business hours, you know, most people expect you to be open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, right?
Most people.
I'm showing up at Thursday at 2 o'clock, and you say, oh, yeah, by the way, we're closed every fourth Thursday. Come on, folks. Make it easy.
Yeah, really.
Make it easy, okay? Yeah. Also, get a web address that's easy to understand. Don't get one of these web addresses like 2 miles long and won't even fit on a business card.
Did you need to track the trail of the curry?
No, that's not making it easy. That's not making it easy. The simple way to fix that is you can go to gatewood.co and register an easy, short web address. A lot of folks are doing the affiliate marketing and network marketing, and they get these long email, these long addresses that they like with their tracking code right in it. You can get your own domain and forward it to that tracking code, so you don't have to give out that long domain name when you're trying to get folks to find your business on the web. Also, folks, make it easy to track. We call this the low threshold method. Samples, demonstration, one-month trials, consultations, assessments, first-order discounts. Make it easy for folks to try you the first time. Everybody's not ready to buy your top-of-the-line model right out of the bat. So make it easy to try, all right? Another one, make it easy to order. How do I order it? This seems so obvious, but some folks they don't tell you how to order it. They right sit there and give you this great speech. Great spiel. You sitting there with the money just ready in your hand.
Burning your hand.
Oh, well, this is what you got to do. You got to go to this website and type in this number, this code. So wait a minute. I want to give you money now. Can I give it to you? No, well, that's not how it works. So make it easy to order. Lay out the steps. Use order forms. Make it easy to reorder and get yourself some e-commerce if you have a website. Here's the other one. Very related. Make it easy to pay. If you're not accepting credit cards, folks, you are leaving so much money on the table. You can get you one of these free Intuit system, PayPal, whatever. Put it on your website. They're free. They're going to take a little percentage of the money. But let me tell you something, folks. I'd rather get 97% of $1,000 than 0% of
Right.
Anyway, if you got to give up a little bit, folks, to get some money, go ahead and do it, okay? That's make it easy to pay. The other one is make it easy to get. How can I get my customers to you? Can I mail it? Can I ship it? Is there a place I can pick it up? Make it easy to get your product to the customer. And final one is make it easy to refer. What I've noticed is that a lot of folks ask me, I had this discussion with Ms. Candle, sweetie, because so many folks were asking about her service.
Mm-hmm.
I said, look, send me some cards, and I'm going to give your cards out to folks. as they call in.
Right.
You can do the same thing. If you have a service and you know some folks is out there dying to send you customers, make it easy for them to send you that business. I'm telling you what, folks, if you do the things I just named today, if you do this religiously throughout the year, you're going to see a 25% jump in your service without spending any additional money. I know this for a fact.
1450 WOL, Washington, D.C.